Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, I have a reason to think so. I know. But today, I think I'm going to win the lottery. Or maybe when I finally get home. That job.
Thank you.
Have you heard of Art Unity Network? It's a wonderful platform amongst a variety of artists that help you meet entrepreneurial goals and have independence and unity, which all work hand in hand. For donations, please look us up on PayPal via Art Unity Network.
The Martian.
Peace and love, it's your host Crystal, and I do have a wonderful guest here on the platform with us, which is Big Ten. I will definitely bring him on board. We wanted to just have an open mic session, honestly, and talk about the underground hip-hop as well as the comedy, and they actually all kind of really tie hand-in-hand, believe it or not. You know, it was always the level of having a voice. And having a way to speak, you know what I'm saying, to a crowd and stuff like that and be on the same level or at least see a different perspective at the same time. How you doing today, Big Ten?
What's up? It's Big Ten, the Don Zero, Town Hero, definitely not a zero, more money in my pocket than Robert Shapiro. What's up with it?
Okay, you already starting. I like it. I like it. But, you know, so you from Kansas City, Kansas, right? Or are you from, like,
nope,
a different area?
Yeah, I'm from Virginia, over there on the East Coast. But I moved to KCK when I was little, probably about 10 years old. I moved over here.
Okay. Because all I know is that you being down here and you been representing so long, you might as well say this joke. This is another home, you hear me?
Yeah, this is the town. It's K-Town. It's the town. I love Kansas City. I love Wyandotte County. It's just, I just have a passion, fell in love with, like, hip-hop, rap, underground down here, whatever. I always like rap, but man, there's a lot of people down here. I love what they're doing.
Right. So I know we were talking, you know, not too long ago, and you was coming up with, like, you know, how we should have more topics on, you know, underrated artists, people who are in the underground world and stuff like that, you know what I mean? What do you think, like, the music is going nowadays? I said, where do you think the music is going nowadays versus where you would like to see it at?
I tell you this, this might sound a little bit controversial, but, like, man, the internet has made it where you're automatically nationwide. If you think what being nationwide means, like, your page has people from Kansas on it, people from California on it, people from New York on it. So you're posting your music and stuff like that. It's going out to New York. It's going out to Florida. It's going out to all these different places. So people are not really, you know, I wouldn't consider the underground a thing now. People just automatically nationwide. You know, if you think about it, it's people that drop their name or drop their music on the internet, they're recognized all over the place.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess that does change it, you know, because it's not something that we see anymore. Like, everyone is able to have a platform for themselves and stuff like that. I guess it doesn't apply to underground. So does that make it, I mean, I guess it make it a lot harder. I didn't even got really asked some questions.
No,
it
doesn't.
It make it a lot harder for people to know if it's good music or not. You know what I mean?
Well, what I'm saying too is that if you drop something on the internet, it's automatically. So I put it like this: everybody nowadays can be famous just like that. You can even pay to be famous. Like, you can put, like, I mean, you can really just pay to be famous. You can keep sharing your stuff. You can keep paying for likes. You know, that's a lot of people that do that. Because most people nowadays, they come off the internet. They don't even put their music on these platforms, not the platforms, but these record labels. They don't even use record labels no more. They're putting their putting their stuff on the internet, like NBA Youngboy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? People like that. It's people, in the town that's doing that. Like, I'd say Tech N9ne, not so much Richard Sackett, but I'd say Tech N9ne does that where he utilizes the internet, you know what I'm saying? And it helps him do it, you know, helps him get his stuff out there.
Right. I mean, yeah, like, I'm grateful for the social media. I mean, that's where people were able to get to know me and, you know, what my dreams or passions and things like that are, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes it a little bit easier sometimes when you don't know the people in your area like that and you got a new ideal, you know what I'm saying? So it does make it a lot easier to connect with people. But I think one thing that kind of made me feel a certain type of way was the level of control of, you know, people that own the sites and stuff like that. Like, we actually had to come to the mindset that, you know, we still have to have our own, like, you know, websites, different things like that, so that people can continue to support. Because, like, if they tear down Facebook or any of these other platforms we have, we are back at underground and ground zero in its own way.
Yeah.
Like, if we hadn't made that platform yet. You know,
I mean, like you say, I've been in the game for a long time. I've been doing this for probably over at least 25 years, just doing this. But one thing about me, I just stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? And I try and stay under the radar at the same time because, you know, a lot of these people that you see blow up, they come right back down. You know what I'm saying? They come right back down. They're not there for a long time. It's just, they come in and go as quick as they came, you know. So my deal is I just keep doing what I'm doing and make sure it's consistent, make sure I keep putting stuff out, make sure I'm staying relevant. And to stay relevant,
right,
I believe you got to be yourself to stay relevant. You know, so you got to be putting out your product at the same time, you know, try your best to stay relevant. So. And like
got
you said,
it.
With that we could go back to the Stone Age.
For real.
So, yeah, I mean, people don't understand because I was here before the internet. I was doing my stuff before the internet even started cracking, and had a name for myself. So, I mean,
all right. So Tim, give me a couple of examples for the youngins. You know what I'm saying? What you had to do to get your music or your brand out there?
My main thing for people is promotion. And don't be afraid to put nothing out. Promotion. You know what I'm saying? You need to be in the streets. Now, I give it to the internet with this. They have made it where you can push your work everywhere. You almost don't have to leave your house. You can just keep pushing it out. And that's what you do. You know, back in the day, it was flyers, posters. We throw posters up all over the town. We pass some flyers out. We tagging cars and stuff like that, trying to get in the newspaper, trying to get on the radio. Nowadays, you don't really have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Kids, I advise a kid to just do what you do and just keep striving to be what you want to be. So if you have a goal or dream, just shoot for it. Just keep going for it. You know what I'm saying? You can become a success. And nowadays, the world has proved that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you keep trying, you will become a success.
That's true. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I want to kind of dial it back a little bit, you know. You know, you was referring to, you know, artists, you know, rising, you know, to the level of, you know, stardom or feeling themselves, you know what I'm saying, where they, you know, crashed and just as quick, you know. I feel like, I'm just to say, like, I've heard that so many other times from other artists, OG artists, you know what I'm saying, has been there and done that, and they see that a lot going on. I mean, and does it take away from their consistency? I don't think so. But more of, are they staying in a lane, or are they trying something new and consistent?
Well, all of that stuff that you just mentioned, the thing about that is it's pretty much like it's up to the artist. You know, it's up to the artist. It's up to the artist to make good music, because you can really make bad music. It's up to the artist. So all that stuff that you're talking about is up to the artist. It's up to the artist to stay relevant. It's up to the artist to stay consistent. Nobody can come to you and say, stop being consistent. Nobody can come up to you and say, well, I want you just to make bad music. Don't make no more good music. It's kind of funny, but at the same time is a lot of that type of stuff is up to the artist. The artist can do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I want to be a doctor and I go to school for it, I can become a doctor. Now, if I'm trying to be a doctor, I don't go to school, I don't read no books, I don't, you know, be hanging out. Can't do that. You ain't gonna be no doctor like that. But it's up to you, though, still. It's up to you to be if you want to be a successful physician.
All right, so when do you know to make a pivot, you know? When you feel like, you know what I'm saying, maybe you're not reaching as many people as you want to, even with the consistency.
A pivot, another thing that's up to you, you know what I'm saying? You have to, look, I've been in the, as a person that's been in the game for a long time, and I had to do all kind of things to get to this point, but at the same time is, if you want to be something great, successful, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you go through, you can do it. You can be in a bad relationship. You can abusive family, drugs, all that kind of stuff. If you want to be successful, you can do it. And how to be successful is you got to take it upon yourself, say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm about to change. I'm about to do something different or whatever. You can't tell a man
like
he can't
rock
be
bottom.
Great. You can't tell a man he can't be great, because a man can be whatever he want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's just how bad do you want it? Are you hungry? All that kind of stuff. I call myself the last hustler. That's why I call myself the last hustler, because I'm one of these people that's been in the game a long time, and I just was consistent. This is what I want, and this is what I love. I love music. I love all that type of stuff. And I just had to keep going. I might not be rich, but at the same time, I'm known. I'm well known. I'm doing what I love.
Right. All right. So you also, with the what you love, you know, you write books that focus on mental health. It's like mental health advocacy books, which is really needed. You know, poetry, all of that, you know, the expression and your writing skills and stuff like that. Like, when did you know that you wanted to start writing? Like, was it hard for you to even, like, get your first few customers, things like that, you know what I'm saying, like, in the form of
Well, about that, somebody took my car or whatever, something like that. The car got towed. So I'm walking on the highway, and I get so far, and the police stop me. Please stop me. And then, so anyway, they said they got me for verbal assault. So I'm standing in the courtroom. They said that I wasn't competent to stand trial. So basically what they did was they sent me, I had 6 months in county, 6 months in jail, they had 6 months in county, and 6 months in Larned. Larned is a state security hospital. Then I went to spend eight months in Osawatomie. Some people probably know what Osawatomie is. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? When I got out of all that or whatever, you know, I had a year probation, all of it. So I get out of all that or whatever. So then I didn't tell you, I was in a coma too. At the same time, I was like in a coma one part of that time, and 13 electroshocks, six week coma, whatever. Anyway, when I opened my eyes, and then people ain't gonna believe that, but like God kind of speaks to me. He says, you know, stop being so destructive and be of some help, because people don't understand. You're not gonna accomplish anything by being involved in a bunch of mess, whether it's gangs, drugs, whatever, shooting, whatever. You're not gonna be able to accomplish anything like that. Cause see, I lived my life like that for a while. That's how I lived my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm on 39th Van Brunt, and, you know, 73rd Street, all over the different areas, whatever. Even though I wasn't a street type dude, I was just felt comfortable in those areas. So anyway, I come out of the coma. Okay, skip around a little bit. I go to church, and then the guy taps me, says, hey, come to the Purpose of the Life meeting. I go to the meeting or whatever, and then these people are just so happy there. And I said to myself, I said, that's what I want. I want to be happy. Anyway, skipping a little ways down. So the guy tells me, my mentor tells me, he said, Donovan, you need to write a book. I said, write a book? How am I going to do that? So I started doing different ways of recording and doing all these different ways to write a book. Finally, he said he's going to help me. So he helped me write one page. And then he says, I ain't going to be able to help you no more. So I went home, and I sat down at my computer. I started typing pages. So, like, my first day typing was I knocked out 9 pages. So anyway, that's how I began to start writing, is through that book or whatever. And I'm going to tell you this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People say, like, you know, I can't do anything. And so I just teach you that little bit of a story. But I tell you this. When I got out of high school, I could not read. So I come when I was 23. That's when I was learning to read. I learned to read by reading the Bible. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So you'd be surprised what you can do. Look, I'm a person that's pretty much, you know, just self-built, you know what I'm saying? And with the hospital, all that kind of stuff, and I have bipolar. But at the same time, man, you know what I'm saying? I got 13 books now. I got 13 books. Working on two more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been all over music. You know what I'm saying? I've done all kind of freestyling, battling. I mean, we used to go down to the Hurricane. How about underground? We used to go to the Hurricane over there in Westport, and it was a spot where, hey, all the best lyricists came. If you was a rapper and a lyricist, you come to Hurricane to get on the stage. Everybody wanted to get on that stage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I came into the game. And my writing, and writing on what is that, Facebook. So I do a lot of writing on there. So to keep the pen sharp, you know what I'm saying? It's like pulling off a paper. So, you know.
All right. Yeah. So I guess for all the OGs, if you remember Hurricane, because, I mean, that's way before me. Okay. So I ain't going to act like I do. But if y'all remember Hurricane, I'll share some memories down below. You know, send a comment down below. Much love, much love. We're going to have a little short intermission, of course. We're going to get into a couple of song selections. We'll get into more about underground session. Those that want to chime in, 845-277-9299.
All together now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let me talk for a minute. Wait. That you notice, I notice you're soaring, I'm hoping you fly. So kiss the tint on the skin from the ends of your lips to the toes and your tips, baby, let me grip the pause. Hold up, let's undress, show up, the focus, let's settle, the sunset, show up, the partners, they roll up, to roll up, it's cloudy, but so what, that's so us, they know us, we show up, we grow up, we put on a show till the nightfall is no more. Look at you glow and I noticed, you're timid, don't show up much, let's wander where no one was. Baby, bring it backwards, I need a class act with a little pinch of ratchet. Laws of attraction, I'm pulling you close with no hands like we're magnets. It's physics for the physical attraction, assassin. Let me bring the passion, just say it how you have it. I'm right up under your skin, I turn it to your apparatus. Dictate the grin, pull the chin in for magic.
Yeah, girl, you added that to the pinpoint, so I left the pinpoint to the ink where I think on the brink. Let it sink in, it's giving you chills with a thrill. On the real, I just couldn't get enough of how it feel when I
look on your face, babe, it's way overpriced. Lend me your mind, that baby, you wine. Hold on a private jet. Look at your son, now you're something like Sunday. Fixing me Sunday. Standing in the sunrise, you're like an ocean. Baby, you're so drenched. Yeah, girl, you're so drenched. Just let me splash at your deep end. Let's just float your current. Slow your tide. Slow your tide. Slow it down. Let's rewind the time, girl. Let's live it up twice.
Side at the function, the story goes.
Yeah.
We party and bullshit till sunset light.
Yeah.
You swoon, now the moon spark the fuse again. Let's salute friends and your future plan. Uber back to the crib, now we overdose. The slick, get it in, now we comatose. Do not disturb to the break of dawn.
Yeah.
Turn the cell of your phone to dark.
Yeah.
Notice of the eye, I wanna know what's in your mind frame. Noticing your smile, I got you stuck, look at your timing. Your climate, you're fine, girl, my mind, girl, I'm blind to the fact that you own that. You slay shit, my grace. So let's lay in the sand, let the sea spray our faces. You crazy.
But you're shit, yo, I love it.
And I'm frontin' just like it's nothing. I know wait, what it is you want it. You super high past the blunt. You super fly out the front door. You go away to the front door. I'm stuck. Back from your island, deep breath. Wipe the island, flipping back and forth. I thoughts are acrobatic till I'm passive. When you're free again, my time will tell it past. And until we cross the path again, I crash again. And there you go in my white tee, sipping white tea. Fiji water, popping aspirin. Tell your friends what happened with the
look on your face, babe. It's way overpriced. Lend me your mind, that baby, you're fine. Wine, hold on a private jet. Let's say you're fine, you're something like Sunday. Fixing me Sunday. Sun in the sunrise, you're like the ocean. Baby, you're so drenched. Yeah, girl, you're so drenched. Just let me flash in your deep end. Let's just close your curtains, slow your tide. Slow your tide. Slow it down. Let's rewind the time, girl. Let's let it up twice.
Money, Marlo, KC Artist, much love, featuring Chris Brown with Transparency.
To reach. Don't know what you're really looking for. Tell me if you need to. Tell me I'm the one you're looking for. I wanna be see-through. Transparency. When you look at me, you know I can teach you. Teach you everything. Are you hearing me? Like you at Dallas. Hit it once and I take you straight out to Paris. Yeah, I want it all. Oh, you and more.
It's so hard to reach.
It's a rocket.
Don't know what you really looking for.
Reach.
Tell me if you need to.
Tell me.
Tell me I'm the one you're looking for.
Tell me.
I wanna be see-through. Transparency. When you look at me,
yeah.
You know I can teach you.
You know I can teach
you. Teach you everything.
Just so I can raise you.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
can slap me if you want, I'm gon' find a way to reach you. Bet you miss me being greedy when I judge a piece. You, I let her eat you. But I with you in Orlando, out for Peru Camino. Did you like a Tito? Missionary out of, I got you right as I see through. I couldn't keep you. Now I think I need you. Let you see me for me. Now I'll never see you. All the moves I used to teach you. Ain't trying to soul sit, but we got all us. Want nothing to love you down that time. You caught me up. We was freaking in that phone. Had them windows fogged up. Wet, wet. Had you pouring for a flash flood warning. Now when a nigga call, you ignore him. When true neighbors know my name, then I'm asking me where you went. Thought I seen love, then I level went blind. You ain't never had COVID, you was sick of me lying. No, I wasn't supposed to do you wrong, but you're supposed to be mine. Marlo.
It's so hard to reach. Don't know what you really looking for.
Tell me I'm the one you're looking for. I wanna be see-through. Transparency, when you look at me, you know I can teach you. Teach you everything. Are you hearing me?
Alright, we back, we back. Definitely. Had a little take, a little intermission. But we are back, we are back. You still here?
Yes.
Okay, okay. All right, so when we're talking about underground music, what are some artists that you grew up listening to?
I guess I can start like
unpack
this and stuff up a little short. Huh?
I said unpack it.
Like, I used to gonna get my hair cut at this one barber shop, and I had this barber. His name was Player Mike. His real name was like Michael Richardson. But anyway, he was a rapper, and went by Player Mike or whatever. I remember he used to always cut my hair, and this dude would tell me all these stories about these underground rappers. Like, he told me stories about Tech, told me stories about Rich. I remember, like, you say the Popper. Popper's over there at H's and Vine. And, man, I remember Popper when he was veteran click. That's what it was, veteran click. And it was DJ Press and his son and different people, a couple of different other people, whatever. But, and
right.
Budgie Siegel, Custom Made Budgie Siegel. Man,
right.
I could go on forever. But my favorite one was Misfit. Misfit, boy. That was a cold, he was cold. Misfit. He was part of a clique called Mind Blown Records. And you had Lizzo, Misfit, Saviano, Pepsi B. What was the dude's name? Moriarty. All these people were on a label, and they were from Kansas. All of them were from Kansas. They were all from here. And then a label that I used to fool with, it was called Syndrome. Syndrome, you got Melly Mel, Trey Mac, Los Killian, other people or whatever. But and then you got, I know everybody should know Terry Strickland. Terry Strickland was one of the biggest ones back in the day. And then you got Mad Marlin. Mad Marlin is still running around here. That dude, Mad Marlin, go past. Like, if I came out 25, Mad Marlin was before that. You know, Mad Marlin was a dude that got on stage, and he had a group called Weirdos from the Planet Retardo. And he had Brandon Baker, Fats Taylor. Man, they used to do the shows back in the day. Like, when I was a kid in high school, you seen Mad Marlin on stage. When I was a kid in high school, you seen Terry Strickland on stage. Man, people don't really know, but, like, it's a lot of artists. You got D-Loc and Dilemma. They had a CD called, it was Tech N9ne Presents the Hooligans. And the people that was on that CD was D-Loc and Dilemma. And you talk about rapping fast like that. You might hear somebody rapping fast through a track, but D-Loc and Dilemma, they be doing that fast stuff right in front of each other's face. Like, they say, somebody say something, then he say something, bah, bah, back and forth type stuff. And,
right.
So, in Missouri, you know what I'm saying, you got I like Josie Wells. He's in Missouri. It's a Josie Wells over here in Kansas, but there's a Josie Wells in Missouri. He was hot. He had a CD that I really like called Bipolar, and then he had a CD called he had a song called Rockstar. That song was real hot. And Tech, man, Tech, you know, you gotta really know Tech. Tech had a group called 57th Street Road Dog, and it was a lot of hot people back in the day. Ben Grimm, Cartoon, a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of people. You sit there and talk. Uh-huh. I can sit there and talk for days about these two. Romeo Ronell, DJ Wright, DJ Rice, DJ Fresh.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to DJ Fresh, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Stinky, he's not in KC no more, but basically. Mr. Stinky was a cool dude, man. He was a good dude. And then you got your boy, I say that, Fat Tone. You got Tone Capone, Ron, Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people. It's a sea of people. See, people don't really know who's who because the reason why people don't know who's who because they can't get them. You can't get out there. It's hard. We don't have, like, Kansas don't have no empire. We don't have that type of stuff. We don't, pretty much, you don't have no real record labels that's sitting here in Kansas. Or I would say even Missouri. You just don't have these record labels. You don't have these A&Rs and all these people that can get you a deal. I don't even know nobody. I don't really know nobody. I'm talking about somebody that's in Kansas, in Missouri still, that then got some kind of $1 million deal. I can't think of nobody. Now, Janelle Monae and you say Tech or whatever, but nah. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know too many people got the big deals out here.
I feel you. It's gonna take that muscle for real. I mean, if people keep doing what they doing, you know, KC doing what it got to do. There's a lot of people getting their name out here for real, but
That's why I said to be consistent. Whatever you do, be consistent. Crystal, if you're gonna paint them paintings, you know for a fact you got to be consistent. And be painting at least every once in a while. You got to be painting. I had a mentor told me you got to do something a little bit. You got to do something a little something every day.
I mean, it keeps me going though, for real. Like it's you know, that idle mind is crazy. You know, I don't even have time for it. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm on a vacation, and even then, I'll be still working. That's how my mind is. You know, but wasn't always like this. I think that's also like a level of growing up. You know what I'm saying? I want something for me, and understanding what generational wealth would look like. You know what I'm saying? Versus, why don't we have that already? You know, I'm just kind of looking at stuff like that. Like, how am I building my brand, or how am I building the other people around me? Stuff like that. Like, all that stuff matters. And in hopes that it will bring all of us up on one accord. You know what I mean?
This, I might not be saying this right, but I'm gonna say it like this. That's why I got my studio that I just built inside my place or whatever, because, you know, people charge a lot for studio time nowadays. And that's one thing, too. And when I was little, when I was, like, younger, I never could find studio time. It was a hard thing for us to get studio time. I remember a couple times we went into a studio. Dude, we were paying $75 an hour. We went to just paying that chunk of money, but like, so I'm trying to set my stuff up where people ain't got to pay so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a studio over at my job or whatever. The kids, everybody come in, man, lay their track. But that studio right there was free. But I want to do it, man, where, you know, like, if somebody want to come in, hey, dude, just give me a love token, whatever. You good. You know what I'm saying? Throw me $20. You know what I'm saying? To get some quality sound. Quality material, you know what I'm saying? I do management too. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If somebody called me right now at 1 o'clock at night and they want to talk about you know, how you think I should work out the sound, how you think I should do this. I'm willing, man, because back in the day, man, people were like that, man. They still like that. It's awful because, like, people, you can't do nothing. Like you trying to get on, you trying to make a record, or you trying to get in the studio, and then you got questions about things, about music. People, give me $200, give me $300 to have a piece of my time or whatever. So I don't,
right.
I know that's why I'm in the point now where I can help people, I can show people things. Shoot, so just remember, you know what I'm saying, give me a call, Donovan Gardner on Facebook or whatever. Just hit me up, you know what I'm saying, you need some help or whatever. You're trying to get in the studio or you want advice on something. I said, I've been here 25 years, too. You know, in the game, that means I got a lot of advice to give anybody. You know, so.
I feel you on that. So then, all right, so then we on a segment of, you know, comedy. You know what I'm saying? I felt like comedy went hand in hand with, you know, hip hop.
Like, it does. It does.
It's a real, like, gave people a voice, you know what I'm saying, with all the racial injustices and all different stuff like that. Like, it did use that platform for that. Like, it was just too much going on and not enough people talking about it. It is, you know. It took that one person to have that nerve to say something, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yeah.
That's why I kind of, like, respect comedians.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. It's kind of a little bit off, but, like, I'm going to say this, that comedy, rap, stuff like that or whatever, stuff where you can use, especially comedy rap, it takes from nobody to something. I look at Jess Hilarious. Like, if you're listening to this, call me. I'll be waiting for the call. Jess Hilarious. But anyway, it's just the fact that, you know, there's nothing else that took people and turned them into millionaires and billionaires than rap and comedy, you know, and then I feel like it really is a good. People don't think it's a good thing. People are like, oh, they shooting, they doing this. We need to blackball them comedians, blackball whoever you want, because there's just so many people that do comedy that become rich with it, and then so many people that be rapping and they became rich off of it. You'd be surprised. Now you got some that don't do what they're supposed to do. Or, you know, you got some people that actually from the hood or whatever. But at the same time, I mean, it's rap and comedy have changed a lot of people's lives. Rap and comedy have changed families. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Made it so they can eat.
Well, that's true. Yep, and that's where, being a comedian nowadays, it's kind of almost a little bit easier. I know. There's a lot of old heads that, you know, kind of feeling a certain type of way about, you know, internet, social media, you know what I'm saying, allowing people to, like, create their own thing, right? Create their own thing, like, and I mean, I'll be the one that will watch, you know what I'm saying? If it's interesting, it's interesting, and I definitely want to follow and show that support and stuff like that or whatever, but, like, the way that we communicate with one another with these apps is dynamic within itself. I getting into having improv and talent shows and comedy shows, stuff like that, like the in-person, being in person with someone that's doing a comedy session is a lot different than when you see people on the social media. I mean, that's like, what, a minute, 30 seconds, stuff like that or whatever, you know? Like, how do you keep a crowd going, you know, for like 10 minutes. I feel like that's a long time. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays.
It actually is. 10 minutes. I'll tell you something that you wouldn't even believe. To get on the radio and talk for 30 seconds or 60 seconds is a lot. You know, that's a lot. Some people can't even do that. So when you do stand up, or get on stage, you do 10 minutes, you're doing something. You do 10, 15 minutes, you really doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why some comedians say you can't go an hour. Because technically, an hour is a long time. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to have the material because you can't be stopping. And when I'm in the studio with somebody, I tell them to stop pausing because what somebody will do is they'll rap the cannabis and then pause and then try to come back, but you can't pause. You just got to go straight. I believe in going straight through. I don't care. You can punch in if you want to. I'm going to go straight through. But like, that's just how it is. You know, so like we were saying, the 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, that's why you kind of, when you look at a Comic View or something like that, that's why it seems like they get off the stage quick. They're not up there long time.
I guess then we ain't looking at the bloopers because they take all that out too. So I ain't seeing all the ins and outs.
That's true. So they make it like the internet has got to the point where you can make whatever you want look however you want. But don't now they got people got to trick to everything. You know what I'm saying? Press a button, that's gonna take the air out. You know, so it's just,
got it.
Yeah,
all right, so we've been heavy with the comedy, you know. I don't know if we necessarily want to go into like what we're wanting to do versus what we plan on doing, or leave that at a later date. But I'm looking forward to seeing more comedy places I can go to that's affordable, where people can have fun, have some healthy, you know, entertainment, go home, you know, be safe or whatever the case may be, you know, not worry about drama, chaos, beef, any of that. We need that funny in KC, you know what I'm saying? It just seemed like a lot of people are wanting to come into Kansas City and feel that same love or feel that same vibe and stuff like that. So, you know, what do you think about, you know, bringing more locations and stuff like that in
with
the comedy?
Not even just comedy. Like you have been talking about events and stuff like that. We need that because that's what's wrong with people because they're too idle. Somebody was telling me that one day. They're too idle. I said, they ain't got nothing to do. You sit on the corner for 5 hours. And I said, all you can think about is either killing somebody in jail, whatever. And I said, it's really to the point where, like, back in the day, we had so much to do. Y'all don't even have clubs. Y'all don't really have a lot of clubs like you used to. I mean, they have spots.
Ain't nobody even wanting to go to a club. For real.
Yeah, Missouri used to have a lot of spots. We had a lot of after hours, matter of fact. Yeah, Kansas had a lot of after hours. So when you coming from Missouri late at night, what we would do is we'd come from Missouri and we'll slide through the light. We'll slide through the lights at you go down 39th Street, and then we take that right on 7th Street and just slide through all the lights. But there was a lot of after hours back in the day, too. I can sit there and that was for fun. Like, it was like a lot of after hours in Kansas after the show, after the
regular club, bars and stuff were closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think bars, clubs used to stay open later back then, too. So I think it might be 2 o'clock when the club closed.
I mean, they still got a few.
Yeah, but that was one of the things that where we could do have events. Back then, they had all kind of places where you could have an event, and it wasn't a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So you had a lot of different things, and somebody would welcome you into a club and let you, the open mic, anybody get on stage and stuff like that. But open mic was a big thing. I used to host a lot of open mics back in the day. Palladium. I remember going to the pub. The pub had a lot of stuff that went on until they got closed. There's a lot of things that used to go on. We just kind of got to bring it back. You know, we not necessarily bring it back, but create our own thing and our own, like you said, our own lane of doing things. I think we can make it better. You know what I'm saying? So, and some things we just don't even have going on in events. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. And we open to collaborations, you know, for those who are tuned in. Definitely, you know, with entertainment, with the comedy side of things, those who like to come and do open mic sessions, talent shows. We definitely got a couple of venues that is open for that platform, and we're looking for more individuals that want to be involved. You don't have to worry about so much out of pocket, but it's the work that you put into it that makes everything work. And for those who've been there and done it, y'all already know. We're looking for you. I'll put the email down in the comments. Send mp3aun@gmail.com. Reach out, please. Show love. And you might see some flyers and stuff like that on Crystal Tucker page. Or on Donovan Gardner's page. In regards to any event, any way that you're able to participate, show that love and support by coming, sharing, all of that stuff really matters. And I want to laugh. You know, I want to really enjoy, you know, the city without having to worry about drama or chaos or anything like that. Like, this is what's really needed, you know. On top of that, yeah, it's about making money. So, you know, have your business together in line. If you need help with your business and things like that, like, there's support out there. We're support. You know, everybody's trying to grow. Everybody's trying to be something, you know. It takes all of us, like, I've talked to the hardest OGs that's been out there and pushing and stuff like that. And, you know, for them to come to me and be like, hey, I appreciate everything you're doing, or, you know, and it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? But for us all to come together, like, that's major to me. So, you know, shout out.
Nah, I would say it. Remember, I told you a couple of days ago, I said, when I was younger, too, like, I thought, like, it wasn't a lot of rappers, and people treated rappers different, too. It's kind of funny. People treated rappers different. So if you was rapping, people, that was like you could fly something. Boy, this brother can fly. Like, if you told somebody you're a rapper, they was very excited. They wanted to hear your rap or whatever. They wanted to listen to your CD. They wanted to buy your CD. And it wasn't a lot of rappers out there. It's like maybe probably was a handful, maybe 20 or 30 people that really was actually doing something and coming to the hurricane and for the battles and stuff like that. But anyway, now it seemed like millions of people pulled up and everybody and their mama rapping. But it's a little bit different, you know what I'm saying, to see. There's nothing wrong with it, just friendly competition, but like, there's nothing wrong with that, but like, there's a lot of people doing their thing, and my hat's off to everybody, man. I show everybody love, man. It's good that y'all out here doing your thing. Y'all trying to do something new. You're trying to follow your dreams and stuff like that. So do what you do.
Right. I'm enjoying it. You know, I think of course got the radio platform and stuff, so. I'm a music kid, music junkie. Definitely want to listen to more music and always discovering more. See, that's how it is nowadays. Like, it is available.
I gotta get you my phone.
Those that use those platforms. Huh?
I gotta get you a copy of my song to play.
you still got your music? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I got the studio, too. I'm not going to just let everybody else use the studio. I'm like, shoot, I'm making hits in here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning making hits.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to see you doing an open mic or something, huh?
I kill an open mic. When it comes to that cordless mic, I get surgical. So people don't want that. People don't want that. People don't want that.
Okay, well, we're going to have to. I mean, if you had something that you really want to share, then you can, you know, then feel free. You can do that anytime. You might have to call you on random. You're like, hey, you got a freestyle for me?
I got the freestyle, trust me. Freestyle's no written style.
I need it too, though. So I might just have to chime in on another time, whatever, or whenever. So I'm pretty much open with that. So I just
want to
thank you so much.
You want me to go with something now or something?
You feel like it's in you.
Okay. You know, I'm coming back to the game, and we're going to go ahead and go with this. Well, shoot. People think I'm silly? Nah, they don't know the dilly. I'm not making millies. They can't kill me. I'm big in the game, dude. Not a lane. Heated from propane. That's the nickname. Just call me Fire, your fire. Take it over the empire. I'll be Holly Wired. Who want to get bugged out, dude, who's zugged out in the dirt, dude? I'm skirting through the Chevrolet. They know 10, dude. I've been out of the game for years. I'm trying to come with these flows to come on this off the top of the dome. Recognize how I do this, dude. I transform like Optimus Prime. It's killing time. Leave sets looking like Caliban, the massacre, the dude that never came last in the set. Dude, you better recognize how I spit this. I leave the game lit list. Everybody know who 10 is, dude. You don't want to get busy. I come through with the top of the flow, dude. You talk about how I come with the flow, dude. I could take my flow back, dude. It'd be a lyrical attack. You don't want to mess with this, boy. That's like messing with it, whatever you think you're messing with. But you better recognize if I'm dissing, fools is coming up missing. You better listen. I'm the only fool that pack ammunition in a freestyle battle. Boy, I not cast out the saddle, dude. I'm coming top of the dome. I said before, dude, jumping out of a photo cut, dude. You better recognize I'm going to come with this flow. Dude, you better recognize how I spit this, dude. I told you, fool, dude. You don't want to do this, man, because you want the battle, dude. I'm just going.
Yo, okay. But yeah, that's the sessions, okay. And I mean, that at the side where you would have like the open studio session you was talking about, I remember like meeting just some cool people down to earth, stuff like that. Like it was always the atmosphere where you could create without thinking like, you know, or feeling like you was judged or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially for me, I'm full of art. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to like freestyling or anything like that, like I almost still feel like I don't know. I can't freestyle all the way or whatever the case may be. But understanding what freestyle was and understanding what, you know, poetry is and writing in general, like all of that stuff I was always good at, just never ever really put it together. But having like studio sessions there and at other places and stuff like that, like it was freeing. You know what I'm saying? I was able to collab, you know, shout out to you know, Felix and stuff like that, you know, coming through and, yeah, the billionaire, you know, coming
in.
And,
I know he's talking about Felix. His name was, Felix. He calls himself Felix the billionaire, And he was, man, you don't know his history. He was, he used to rap with Rich or whatever, And he made a song called Businessman. Businessman was one of the hottest tracks I ever heard come out off a major fashion record. I don't care what nobody said. I'm saying that's my opinion. But like Felix Mitchell, man, he's still hot though. He's still got it going. He still do what he do. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still out there making hits.
Right. But like, I mean, that was just cool. Like I didn't know who was or anything like that, you know, much love, but just the humility, you know what I'm saying? The realness. And then just being able to like express like that was needed and it's still needed. So, you know, big up to Donny Boy Productions and its studio and stuff like that, and you know, gathering the youth and young adults, and I mean even to our age,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they want to have that time, and they would have more space and availability to do that. Like that's good. I like seeing more stuff like that.
Yeah. One thing too, you know, my main thing is not to record me, but I want to push talent. You know what I'm saying? My main thing is to let other people shine. So that's my main thing. So people think they got talent, skills, and they know how to work the board, the engineer, whatever. People that make beats and stuff like that. You know, I need all those type of people. You know what I'm saying? I need all the way down to a secretary. So
yeah, I know you was also talking about doing different genres and stuff. Not just hip hop.
And then so say somebody wanna do a comedy CD, poetry CD, they can come in and do not necessarily a CD. So we still gonna keep it, you know, streamed, whatever, however you want it. But like one thing too is I'm saying I just really want to get back to the community, so and you know, do something for, you know, homeless, and I'm really talking about doing this stuff. This is stuff that I'm already doing, so I just really want to get out there, and I want people that are just like me that just they can't wait to do what they need to do. So I need people like that, man. People that's gonna come and say, hey, you know what needs to be done, just do it, and so.
Right, I feel you.
It's like even if you don't have no money, just give your time. Come down here, let's do something.
Yeah, time is valuable, and we appreciate it. You know, anything else that you wanted to add to before we end the session?
I know people are listening. If you do comedy, make sure you go to the Donovan Gardner page, Chris Tucker page. Go to one of these pages and tell us that you do comedy, because you're gonna come in need. Like we're gonna need you for some things. So I definitely want to talk to comedians and stuff like that. I put it like this: anybody that has talent, just go.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so let's go through some upcoming events. We have April 9th at 6:30 to 8:00. April 9th, we have our the Artist Network event at 3700 Woodland Avenue. Make sure that you register or send a comment. Let me know that you're showing up so we can make sure that we have space for you and your booth tables. We have plenty. We want to advertise your business, bring your business cards, social network, may have some beverages and food and stuff like that or whatever, but please definitely come out and show your girl and all of us some love and support. You don't necessarily have to be in the KC location. If you're coming through, come through. Just let me know. Send mp3aun@gmail.com. Definitely would love to have you. And if anything, yeah, I wanna say thank you so much, Big Ten, for, you know, coming on to blessing us on the platform. And you're always more than welcome to share your ideals, any open mic, anything like that you want to do moving forward with the network. You know, you've always been more than welcome.
Gotcha. Much love, much love, much love.
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into our underground session on top of the mainstream. You show that love and support for the music that has been and still is. And until then, click the follow button at the top of the page. Show your girls some love. And let's go ahead and get into it.
I got guns, hoes, money, throw, cars, boats, you should know, dogs, bros, swine, bros, hold up, whoa.
You name it.
Guns, hoes, money, throw, cars, boats, you should know, dogs, bros, swine, bros, hold up, whoa.
You name
it. I'm throwing nothing off the nothing, me into the crowd because I want to. God damn, I feel good, sure that you already know. One thing's understood, ain't nothing that can stop my growth. Chasing motherfuckers watching all around me. I'm like, bitch, hold your horses.
Rob, you look fast.
I'm like, true I am. Rosario Dawson to who I am. If it's cool with you, girl, I can move right in. You do not understand just how cool I am. Like, see? Look at me. Look at me. I'm on the beach. Don't try to holler, cause I'm out of reach. I got no service. I'm out on the keys. A couple women. My daughter's in me. About to go swimming. Thank God I'm a G. One shot for me. Ooh, baby, that's by the tea. Let's skinny dip in the sea.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather do things we remember later. You know what I mean?
I got guns, toes, money, throw, cars, boats. You should know. Dogs, bros, swine, bros. Hold up, whoa.
You name it.
Guns, toes, money, throw, cars, boats. You should know. Dogs, bros, swine, bros. Hold up, whoa.
You name it.
I'm throwing nothing off the nothing, me into the crowd because I want to. Oh, seriously, look at myself. Condom model over here. Oh, seriously, look at my flow. Colder than a polar bear. Straight up, I'm an awesome person. You ain't ready for the sauce I'm serving. Straight up, I'm an awesome person. You ain't ready for the sauce. Young Pookie, your highness. Gonna find the finest vaginas. From China to Thailand. Got a wine and why not combine them? Pardon me, let me chime in. Let the science behind my conniving. I'm refined and violent. Throw the lime and fine dine to hymen. Swipe, swipe. I got guns, hoes, money, throw, cars, boats, you should know, dogs, bros, swine, bros, hold up, whoa.
You name it.
Guns, hoes, money, throw, cars, boats, you should know, dogs, bros, swine, bros, hold up, whoa.
You name
I'm throwing nothing off the nothing, me into the crowd because I want to. Fuck it up, 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 fuck it up. Swear to God, if you could throw it at me, then I'll grab it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, 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 fuck it up. Swear to God, if you could throw it at me, then I'll grab it up, fuck it up. How about that drink, you gon' finish that? If you're wrong talking shit, I'm gon' get his ass. I got two hands that gon' fit his ass. Knock out my coat, he gon' shit his ass. Talking on phones up in Trinidad. About to make films up on skin and mask. Oh, you just jealous because my bedroom sound like it's a fucking women's tennis match.
PM Central Standard Time. We got like 20, 30 minutes left here live on the show. Any song requests, 845-277-7929. So we have wonderful music here by Proof. Make sure you show love and support and subscribe. You can go to Facebook, you can go to SoundCloud, you can go to YouTube, show love and support. PROF. That was Squad Goals. All right, let's go ahead and see more about this wonderful music to me.
usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready?
When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you, 'cause you know I want you, babe, and I would do anything, and I know you're thinking the same thing, babe.
So come and get it.
Come and get it, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I can't have my feelings get it. I want them till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm meaning for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right.
Close the door, bed or floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of yours. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, bed or floor. I want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of yours. I just want more. I can't get enough of you.
When I think about us, I think about the way that we make love. The way that you make me sweat, make me want a cigarette. And I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it, so don't stop.
Yeah, you making me high, oh, and I'm feeling right there.
Yeah.
We're tossing and turning, so keep it right there.
My adrenaline is pumping right, stomach muscles getting tight. Skin so wet, my fingers slide.
Life
gon' take you to a place you ain't never been. I'm about to handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
One day the next day we play in my hood. No stay, we stay.
In my hood, it's going down. I'm from the town of Ali, the greatest. And you ain't shit if you snitching or ain't got the latest shade, the freshest. My hood can leave you breathless. It's gritty in my city. First 48 can find you headless like a scene in Sleepy Hollow. Snatch your chick plus your necklace. Give me that, you lose respect, you never get it back. In my hood, we rolling Cadillac, Escalades and Fleetwood. There is when we eat good, from the west end to the east hood. My niggas be in beast mood, oops, I mean in beast mode. If it's money in these streets, I swear to God, my home is Nemo. The hood is what I bleed for, 24-7 G-code. Ask skinny in my city, skinny D is for the people.
In my hood, no matter how bad, it's all good. I wouldn't take the world from my hood. Say what can I take, we may fight one day, the next day we play in my hood. No matter how bad, it's all good.
It's all good.
I wouldn't take a love from my hood.
My hood.
Say what can I say, we got it out one day, the next day we play in my hood.
I gotta put some bread in the street. My cousin coming home, I gotta put him on his feet. My family hold me down, rain, snow, hell, sleep. Godfather to these kids and they real father is weak. Hit church, then churches for some chicken every Sunday. Then we all meet up at the one place. You might have a problem with me one day, but next day it's all good, no gunplay. We hit the park, watch the youngest playing basketball. Fish skill. I got a thing for some ratchet bras. Cops ride through, asking me who's selling dope. I told them through, so keep it moving, I don't need
in
no.
My hood, no matter how bad, it's all good. I wouldn't take a walk from my hood. Say what can I take, we may fight one day, the next day we play in my hood.
I'ma say you fuck right, body rude is unpolite. Don't be in the humble type, tell me is you down? Cause I'm trying to go up tonight, hold it, hope you said the right. I just wanna live in a fantasy, I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy, the ladies are with a peppermint. They say, oh, she smell good. That's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game go stupid, stopping like a groupie. Man, I tell the truth, your opinion is irrelevant. But I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline. Good, I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN underscore radio, the best podcast here on anchor.fm and Spotify. All right. And also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some life game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some life game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some life game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some life game.
Since I was a small fry, knew I had big dreams. Chased him like a rookie at the championship rings. Mama told me diamonds from the hardest of bedrock. And if I wanted to glow up, had to polish my spirit clean. Cause you ain't made for all patterns. Taste comes acquired. They can't copy your pace, no control or erase your profile of the base. Get that check as if good faith been retired. Keep us silent while we serve as inspiration for higher absurd. I come from tribal women, go fronted and baby heard. A running at tennis is a minor to maybe stir. For the world without innards, gave them housing between the curves. Now the public tenants think they're entitled to be reserved. As a negative, like I'm overdrafted. Access to my assets, legislated and passed. This is crap, got me teaching dudes class like the praxis. They've been trying me and my sojourners just for practice. Whole globe spinning on my double X axis. Graphite tenant grandmothers in the ashes. I'm the phoenix flinging winged prayers for my passages. Resurrecting fully blown dreams from the fractures. Rock.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes,
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
I
met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes,
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
I
met a gypsy and she hit me to some light
Everything
game.
And diagram blueprinted and planned. Yet everybody throw where they too sin in the can. Lot of treasure had to get off my chest so I'd expand. And heart light is a feather and art a firebrand. No apologies necessary, qualified as a band. This is God level, judgment is out humanity's hands. Got a fan base admiring my touch from the promised land. I'm tough and clutching my freedom to bust like a tattered man. F your respectability, F or to police me. I'm from where the sharp tongue is neck rolling chiefs be. Learn to run with wolves in case the shites try to fleece me. Got ice water veins from broken life promise CC. Met a gypsy with some door knockers and a quartz rock cross a true risk. Said a temple turned to a fortress cause the cost of worship too risky. Spit a universe had the mouthpiece and it seeds out my uterus. Never had a table seat so I'm chasing bread like a sick we call the Eucharist. Every spoken word and both women battered but never broken. It's that shit cropping hatchet token poetry in motion. This is transatlantic echoes off the floors of salted oceans. Make me a living portrait of my sister's voice for the coach.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Yes,
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Okay.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
Idea.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some light game.
My consciousness tell me to get it. No time for bullshitting. I've been striving to stay sane in the midst of murderous mixtures, a verge and elixir, disturbing pictures in my mind. Playback nines of my people's genocide. So I'm motivated to motivate forward patience for what's rated for my tribe. I'd rather be hated for who I am than love for who I'm not. Stand for liberation, plan to take us to the top. No second job from the southern side. Son of standing for the time. What if I hold the key to unlock the divine mastermind, out to mastermind. In search of clarity, I master the test of time. What if I hold the keys to unlock the divine mastermind, out to mastermind.
I look fine, told him to the hell. I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that was ever me.
I say, red for the blood, black for the people, green for the land. It's a war going on, the devil got blood on his hands.
My ancestors were captured from the mainland. You started the war, but you ever forgot we grow from that past. Haunting and lost and kidnapping the stars and try to offer me. I see that your table, but you're not able to appease me. With all that offering, see I know it's fake, it's your smile. You must have thought I forgot how. You pillaged my villages, infected my sisters, then centuries later conducted fucked up and sticky experiments. You say you're different, but I don't see what the difference is. Cause Timothy is fake up from the same flag that Dylan is. Really, it's no need to explain. And this existence is tension between God and the devil until we ascend to the plane. That only features perfected creation. Let it to be who their descendants called upon as they pour out libations. Essence of my lessons. Lord knows I got way too many questions. The world get hella cold when you know you could be everything that's destined. It ain't about what you have, but how it's manifest.
I don't know how to clear the air. I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that will never meet.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's just to entice a curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a baby, you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, and I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of.
Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes are light. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. Don't stop your lips, the wind blows in my hair. Don't be your one.
lethal flow, don't even think about stopping. Beware, the length of the round flow can be shocking. All music lovers in the place right now, they never understood the way the KRS got down. Yo, I'm strictly about skills and dope lyrical coasting, relying on talent, not marketing and promotion. If a dope lyrical flow is a must, you got to go with the name you can quickly trust. I'm not saying I'm number one, I'm sorry I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. Stop wasting your money on marketing schemes and pretty packages pushing dreams to the fiends. A dope MC is a dope MC. With or without a record deal, all can see. And that's who KRS be, son. I'm not the run of the mill, cause for the mill I don't run. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS one, rock on. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS one, rock on.
More low key with my natural nature, I would be all on that in like 3 seconds. Flat out pace it though, don't patronize me if I need clarity. I mean unspoken understandings are indeed rarities I need.
You said out loud.
Then it's Marco Polo till I'm on your way. Fingers straight, trying to handle love. She said, oh behave, I oblige. I don't do the Obi-Wan. Never had the force facts, the vibe in the room as thick as a short stack. Still I don't make a move until shorty endorsed that. Only portion till she releases endorphins. I need you speak in case I'm tweaking and just seeing distortions. My breath start to shorten, I caution my court and your instruction important. Just
say it out loud.
We can do the wait if you can't more than whisper. I may not be the yin to your game. Think you can't let me know that, shorty, how you figure.
Say it out loud. I need you to tell me what you want.
I could cut the tension in the room with a butter knife.
Ooh,
Radio, the best podcast here at anchor.fm and Spotify. Alright, and also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
Me, I'm super fly. Duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly.
That you get our style tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get pinky tonight? Like Coco, so-so. You wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my on the D-Lo.
The keys to the Jeep. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peeps. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up today. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain.
I feel the wind. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10. Begin. I hit on heels like Lauren until the rain starts coming down pouring. Chill. I got my umbrella. My finger waves these days. They fall like humps. Chumps. I break up with him before he dumps.
to have me. Yes, she loves me. Yes, she loves me.
Her way. I mean, nail done, everything did. Oh man, she could have it all. It's all right with me. Tell her.
You can do what you wanna do, go anywhere you want.
Like a rose with no thorn, beautiful, unique. How about a shopping spree? Everything for free,
everything.
And everything you see, courtesy of me. By the way, the name is Z. You know my resume. Oh no, hell no, look like a good day for me to get to know you and have a chance to show you. And if I get to know you, you'll be loving what I show you. Or we can cruise and take a flight on a private jet. If we choose, we play fight and watch the sunset. Picnic on the line. You having fun yet? Cause it's only just begun. I ain't done yet.
We can do what you wanna do. Go anywhere you want. Get the right with me. You can have what you wanna have. Get anything you want.